Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty podcast. This is your Waiver Wire Wednesday, 10 minutes or less. We're going to go through situations you need to know for your waiver wire bidding here, or waiver wire claims. Okay, so a couple of things. So Winston is starting quarterback. Jameis going to be out for the year. Questionable 2022 beginning. In safe leagues, man, like I think he's close. I think you have to lean towards keeping him, but man, it's not on some of these rosters. I look at it and it's like, it's really tough in terms of, you know, is that an injury away running back? Is that a tight end that's viable? Is it a situation where, you know, you're rostering Mike White, for example, like guys that can help you this year? Is it 28-man rosters aren't that big in that format. And so, like, that's an interesting one there. I think you have to have some inclination. I think you got to keep him, probably, or work a trade to get some value. I think he has a value as a rostered player. But it might be more value, too, to trade him and open up the spot. Taysom Hill should be back. Trevor Siemian. The reports are that Taysom Hill is going to clear the concussion protocol. I'm not entirely sure that he's going to be the starter. So I could be wrong on that. I do think Trevor Siemian warrants maybe if it's 5%. It's just on the outside shot. Again, I'm not making a huge bet. But, you know, listen, Taysom Hill gets banged up a little bit. One concussion after one that he just had. Trevor Siemian could find himself in a shot to be the starter here for the rest of the season. And it's wouldn't be totally unreasonable. You're going to have Michael Thomas coming back. You've got a pretty good offense in terms of Kamara and Sean Payton. Like, I don't think it's unreasonable. So I would put a small bid in on Trevor Siemian. Cooper Rush, I think he warrants keeping on the back of your roster at present. Just to make sure that Dak is okay when he comes back and there's no aggravation injuries, probably out of the woods. You know, so again, 28-man rosters, like it's going to be close to keep him in a week he's not playing. But I'm probably going to try and cram him on the best that I can. Mike White absolutely deserves to be rostered. Couple of spot starts here, it looks like, at least coming up. You know, I was asked this in the Football Guys staff chat. Is it impossible that he wins the job? I don't think it's impossible. I think it's a highly unlikely situation, just given the priors, right? It's you know a lot of information about him. He's been cut along the way. He's been a backup quarterback. He's got really low draft pedigree. He wasn't a high recruit coming out of college. Everything about him says he's probably not a big-time difference-making long-term starter in the NFL. But it's... Maybe it's a 5% shot. Again, I think you have to hold and stash that in Superflex for sure. Turn into the running back position here. Jeremy McNichols, obviously collecting shares. Big aggressive bids on him is my position. Adrian Peterson, lesser so. We basically, Chad and I, essentially maxed out our FAB budget, pretty close to it, and FFPC on McNichols. I think we got to a point where no one could outbid us. There's only one person that could outbid us, maybe. That's basically the calculus that we made. So I think factoring those things as well is probably a good process along that way. I think he's got the ability to make a difference. So I think at this point, you have to sort of lean in that way. And again, if you are not churning every week, every backup roster spot, I just keep churning and churning and churning and churning, especially when bye weeks are happening. You got to keep churning them and checking waiver wires to make sure there aren't guys available, because these spots are really valuable. So McNichols, priority at Jamichael Hasty. He's your injury away guy in San Francisco. Really important to have where I have seen him available in spots, so make sure to scoop him up. Carlos Hyde, same deal. You're dealing with James Robinson being a little bit banged up right now. Godwin Igwabuki. I'm going to get his name right at some point. Detroit. This guy was a positional convert. Was really well-liked by the coaching staff to keep him on the roster. This is really his first time playing running back in an extended time. Him and Jamar Jefferson split snap shares with Jamal Williams out. I think he's one. It's interesting. It's not safe leagues. It's not 30 man or anything like that. 40 man, that sort of depth. Big deep taxi squads. Check your eligibility for those as well. He's a guy. Absolutely, I think just take a flyer stash on as an interesting profile guy. Boston Scott, where he's not available, hammer it because it looks like he's going to have a couple spot starts here is sort of my inclination. He playing over Gainwell. Howard playing over Gainwell as well. I think with Jordan Howard, you're probably less likely to have a difference-making running back. So I'm not as inclined to be aggressive on him as I am on Boston Scott. If I'm ranking Boston Scott and Jeremy McNichols, it's Jeremy McNichols, then Boston Scott would sort of be my inclination. Another guy here is Rex Burkhead in this conversation. Again, I don't know what type of difference that he can make. I'd probably put him after Scott, but again, he's a volume potential guy. And listen, he can blend running back work as well as receiving work. Again, the offense is really low volume and not particularly good, but it's interesting from like a flex play here. Again, I'm not breaking the bank for Rex Burkhead, but I do think he's probably out there in a good portion of your leagues and might be a spot start here for you at some point in the bye week sphere. Anthony McFarlane is back off of IR and comes in, plays basically 10% of snaps. He is, I guess, as close as you could be to being a one injury away guy with any sort of clarity, I guess. He comes in being the lead snap guy, not named Najee Harris. I think he warrants an add if he's not available. I haven't seen him available in many spots, maybe a couple rogue ones, but definitely checking for him. I'm cutting Philip Lindsay for sure. I am also making sure that Jarrett Patterson is rostered across all my leagues, as well as Ty Johnson. I doubt that those guys aren't rostered, but make sure that they are. Your last running back is Derek Gore from Kansas City. I don't think it's a big bet. And again, he was working behind Darrell Williams. It was a little flashier, I guess, but I think ultimately it was he got a touchdown down near the red zone, but it. This is a Darrell Williams backing up Clyde Edwards-Helaire situation for me. I'm pretty comfortable with that. All right, wide receivers. Van Jefferson is the, I think, the add here of guys. DeSean Jackson out. Looks like Tutu Atwell is going to be out for the season as well with some injuries. He really lines up as being the third wide receiver. Again, now you are in a situation. He does some of the vertical stuff. And they're all of a sudden really thin if there is an injury to either Cooper Kupp or Robert Woods. So definitely scooping up Van Jefferson here. He's probably rostered, but if he's not, that's the guy. Tajae Sharpe is a is the add here as the replacement for Calvin Ridley. He's not going to replace Calvin Ridley, but 68 and 78% of routes in the weeks that Ridley has missed. And he has familiarity with Arthur Smith as well from Tennessee. Zach Pascal with the Colts is in now that T.Y. Hilton is concussed, so that's one to watch for. If you need a spot start guy, I think it's Pascal in place of Hilton. And with a short week, you're probably going to get Pascal and Hilton not recovering from that concussion in time to clear the protocol. James Washington, highest rates, up above 50% of routes this week for the first time. And it was playing behind Ray-Ray McCloud earlier. So maybe that's trending back in his direction. Again, I don't trust it, but that's a name to monitor. Mohamed Sanu of Debo Samuel misses time with a calf. I think that's a name to monitor. Big uptick for Marcus Johnson in Tennessee in some routes this past week. And when you're looking at him, if they're going to increase in passing volume, you have the injuries to Julio. You've got A.J. Brown has been banged up a bit too. Marcus Johnson is a guy that can potentially get you a spot start here, maybe in a more passing-centric offense. All right, a couple of tight ends here with less than a minute to go in your 10 minutes of waivers. Albert Aquabonum with Noah Fant on IR, or excuse me, on the COVID list with the COVID. I haven't seen if it's a positive test yet or a close contact. Alberto, definitely an add. Hayden Hurst run a ton of routes. And usage as a backup tight end for Atlanta as well. Last but not least, Josiah DeGuara for the Green Bay Packers with Robert Tonyan out. I would look to add him. That'll do it for this episode. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.